Welcome to WYCE's Community Connection. Community Connection is a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. Community Connection seeks to bring you a diverse perspective of viewpoints from community leaders throughout West Michigan. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and it is my pleasure to welcome to our program this week, Cindy Foley, the Executive Director of the Grand Rapids Art Museum. Welcome, Cindy. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you. I'm excited to be here.
So you're new to this role. You haven't been at the Grand for too long, June, right?
5 months, yeah.
5 months. Okay. Can you tell us a little bit about yourself and your background, what brought you here to Grand Rapids and the Art Museum?
Absolutely. Well, I'll first start by saying that I am moving here from Columbus, Ohio. And let's just get all the football jokes and the, you know,
the rivalry
out of the, as someone who grew up, you know, in the arts, we were never that invested into football, but I've learned I still have to have a particular sensitivity to that rivalry. So I moved here from Columbus, where I worked at the Columbus Museum of Art. I was there for about 17 years. Prior to that, I was in Portland, Maine at the Institute for Contemporary Art. So I've worked in museums for a significant amount of time, but it was time for me to, you know, decide, was I interested in becoming a director? Did I want to take that next leap? And I had to find the right opportunity. When I saw that the Grand Rapids Art Museum had that opportunity, it was quite enticing. So here I am.
Were you familiar with Grand Rapids or West Michigan before?
So crazy story. I was. I probably around a decade ago, the Grand Rapids Art Museum was doing some work around, like, what could museums be in the next century? How do we begin to think about the role of museum in society? And they chose a couple speakers from across the U.S. to come in who'd been doing some experimental work. I was one of those individuals. I came in, got to meet people from the community. I met staff. And I was like, this place is cool. So, you know, a decade later, here I am.
Awesome. So you said that you have a long history in art. It's been your background for a long time. Mm-hmm. What personally drew you to the world of art?
Well, you know, I think it always boils down to maybe something intimate and relational. And for me, my my grandfather, after he was a pipe fitter, retired and decided he had always been meant to be an artist. And he was a, you know, Bob Ross enthusiast. We remember him painting in the basement, but he was always tinkering and always making things. But the crazy part is he also started to pick up books, and he grew an appreciation. And so as kids in my grandparents' house, we always saw this studio and these books, and it just became natural. Ends up, you know, out of those 12 cousins, two are architects, you know, and two are artists, and, you know, I end up going into museums. So those seeds that are planted, you just don't know how they're going to manifest later.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's quite a journey from pipe cutter to...
Absolutely.
to artist.
But he knew there was something magical about making, being a maker, putting things together, communicating stories and ideas. And I think for him, it was also sharing all that with his kids and grandkids. So.
Yeah. Well, we talked about your background a little bit, but stepping into a new position, it's much more fun to look to the future. Mm-hmm. So can you... let us know some of your vision and what you hope to accomplish in this role.
Sure. I'll start by stepping back maybe two steps to give you a sense of how I was trained in museums and in art. I've worked in museums for over 30 years, but I've always been drawn to museum education. And in particular, I became passionate early on about what experiences we have in museums and how they differentiate from what we experience maybe in school. And I realized there was this incredible value to seeing the world through museum spaces. One thing that's interesting is my sister is a librarian, and there's a little bit of family feud, you know, mm-hmm. like
museums,
libraries, yeah. right? And one of the things that she would tease me about early on is, you know, well, but it's nice that you work in a museum and all, but, you know, libraries are there to serve. Libraries are things people use in their lives, mm. whereas museums are places they visit. And I it always bugged me when she would say things like that. But what it did is it actually, it's provoked me to say, you know, my goal is actually to help museums actually live into that space of being places where people use them. They're a part of your lives. You need them when you have small children. You need them when you have, you know, whatever age children, or you want social experiences with those you love. And so my, I think, journey has been to really look at what museums do best and maximize that in ways that people can use museums to fulfill those meaningful parts of their lives. So my vision for the museum is the Grand Rapids Art Museum has already started doing that work. They started it, you know, over a decade when they asked those hard questions. I just get to come in and take where they're at, and we get to ask new questions. So a lot of exciting things coming.
Your experience prior to this was in like where art and learning can meet. Mm-hmm. How do you see yourself integrating that at the Graham?
Yeah.
That learning piece.
Well, the first thing, and if you're, you know, I really want to encourage your listeners, if you haven't come to check out the space we opened this summer, and I walked in two, you know, like 2 weeks after I got there, we opened the Creative Learning Center. Mm-hmm. Now, I've got to let you know, as I was interviewing, to know that we were going to be opening a space like that, a space that is actually a commitment to learning and creativity specifically. And remember, creativity, we often think about art museums and we think about the objects on the wall. Mm-hmm. And those are the manifestations they're the outputs of human creativity. And you see it in a way that kind of hits you, right? It's ideas in a physical form. And it's ideas that provoke, that question, that provide us experiences of wonder. But it can't end there. Museums actually can also catalyze creativity in others. It doesn't mean we're necessarily saying we want you to be artists, but we want you to be thinkers like artists. Mm-hmm. We want you to behave in ways which you're questioning in the ways that artists do. So opening a creative learning center was a manifestation of that belief. It's part of our mission statement at Graham that we, you know, we do want to cultivate. We want to bring people and creativity together. So when we opened the Creative Learning Center, it was just the beginning. And from there, we're really having conversations about how do we continue to evolve the museum experience so that we're giving opportunities for play, experimentation, social engagement. And there are a number of things we're doing right now to do just that.
Can you explain just a little bit more about what that Creative Learning Center is and what people can kind of expect when they walk into it?
Sure. I'd love to. It's a very experimental gallery, and it is a gallery space. There's art in the space. It's protected, but there is art in that space. And it's important to call it a gallery and not a space for children or, you know, it is a gallery. Now, it is a very family-friendly gallery. So you can go in and experience the art, but you're also getting to experience the way artists think, and you get to experiment in the ways that they often think and collaborate. So let me give you an example. As you know, Alexander Calder is probably one of the most well-known artists and associated with Grand Rapids in beautiful ways. We have this amazing Calder that hangs right outside this space, and you can see it. And then you're given the opportunity with these heavy bars and these shapes and this, like, you know, system to try to recreate or create something that would look like a Calder. But it's not easy. You begin to realize just how balance and symmetry and how if you want to add some other levels and layers, the whole thing could crash. So when people start working on this Calder building activity, they often need, you know, other families will run to help and help, you know, coordinate the efforts to make something. And then the more you get into it, the more you want it to kind of be beautiful or meaningful. I got to tell you a story. I was there late one evening. We had a lecture, but I could see the Creative Learning Center from where the lecture was. And I saw this gentleman. He entered the space, and it's on Thursday night. By the time the lecture entered, I realized he's still in there. I got to go find out what he's doing. I find out he's Raven Allen. He's a man here in Grand Rapids. He was in there working on that activity. And I introduced myself, and he was like, oh, but Cindy, I have to admit to you, this is actually my third visit just to come and play with this. And I would say, you know, Raven is of an age where he's probably in his 60s, maybe. And he doesn't need it, but he does. We all need play. We need engagement. And I think it's just a reminder that we often associate things like play and experimentation with childhood. But the museum is really creating far more opportunities for all of us, no matter our age or who we're with, to play with ideas. Sometimes we have creative prompts that are up that ask you deep questions and you have to respond by leaving a sticky note. Sometimes we're giving you a challenge and, you know, with twist ties, can you make something that, you know, makes you think about this? And you have to manipulate the materials. Or in Raven's case, he was like, he even told me, I want to see if I can send a use these objects and symbolically send a message. And I love that.
You mentioned earlier, when you think of galleries, you often think of what's on the walls.
Yeah.
Something I think that I find really special about the Graham is how you integrate other pieces of art. So music and film are two pieces that you wouldn't expect to see at an art museum or in a gallery space. Is that intentional, or what's the thought process behind it in inviting those different types of arts into a museum?
Yeah, we've been having a lot of conversation about how we learn, and often the ways we learn is it's multisensory. Graham has been intentional for a while about bringing in ways of engaging with art or with objects that evoke multiple sensory experiences. I think one of the ways that's kind of even manifested more is right now we have this incredible partnership with the Wealthy Theater, and they are doing, and it came about in an interesting way. We were trying to determine, is there a way we could highlight film and video makers, but in particular ones who are experimenting, who are trying new things? And I'm not sure, I think we didn't realize it could become an exhibition. We were maybe thinking it could accompany an exhibition. If you come to the Graham right now, you're going to see a space that's now been dedicated to premiering new work by experimental filmmakers here in Grand Rapids. And it's wild. It's incredibly sensory. And you walk into dark spaces and you kind of have it wash over you. So we're now realizing we can maximize that multi-experience through all the different art forms that are available in the city.
That's so great. And we are flying through this interview. We're just about wrapped up on time. So we're going to have you back because I have so many more questions for you.
It. Yeah.
I was wondering if you wanted to leave our listeners with anything, a reason to come to the Graham or something to look forward to in the future.
Absolutely. So just this past weekend, we opened an exhibition that will continue to change for the next couple of months. So especially over the holidays, you may need to come multiple times. And what that exhibition is Brick by Brick, the Creative Art of Lego. So what we were grappling with is that often people think, okay, Picasso is creative, right? These cliche notions of who's creative. But what we know is creativity manifests in all kinds of makers. One of my favorite type of maker out there is the master builder. And those are folks who are so skilled at Lego building, they have this designation of being a master builder. So we have an exhibition right now with some extraordinary work by master builders, but we also believe that some of our families in town and children, and even we've got some architects and friends who are going to be contributing to that exhibition for the next couple of months. That we have a competition, you can go online and we may be selecting your work will show up on our website, but you also may have the opportunity to be included in the Lego exhibition at the Grand Rapids Art Museum.
For our listeners, if they want to find out more about that exhibit or other events that are happening at the Graham, things to check out, where should they go to find out that information?
Artmuseumgr.org. Absolutely. Go to our website, find out what's going on. Remember, we have free days and we'd love to see you Tuesdays and Thursday evenings free. So, you know, if you want to just give it a try, those are great times to come. But also think about a membership, gifting a membership throughout the holidays so folks can join you. Come for Lego, but you might discover something else.
Thank you so much, Cindy, for joining us on our show today. It was great to hear about everything that's happening at the Art Museum. For everyone listening at home, you've been listening to WYCE's Community Connection, a weekly public affairs program produced in partnership with The Rapidian, a hyperlocal news service of the Grand Rapids Community Media Center. I'm your host, Allison Donahue, and that's our program for this week. Thank you for joining us.